grateful for our salvation. Father, we purpose to rejoice in it, to rejoice in you, and that we know you. We have a relationship with you. Lord, you are worthy of all of our life, all of our praise. You're worthy of every blessing we can pour out to you, for you've poured out to us and continue your mercy and your goodness, Lord. They sweep over us, our life. So we return that which has been given to us. We return to you, Lord God, the thanksgivings and the honor and the praise and the glory. We thank you for it, Father. And Father, we pray for your people to be edified today by the power of your word. Change us, Lord, to be more like Jesus. Transform us into men and women of God. Hallelujah. That we can fulfill all of your will, all of your commands, and glorify you. Father, use this time for your glory. And Father, we open our heart to receive the gift of God in Brother David. And we thank you, Father God, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost that shall come to our spirit man right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We can be seated. We're blessed to have Brother Dave Landis minister the word to us today. I've known Dave for 44 years, I think it is. We've been friends for all these years, and he's sort of semi-retired, I guess you would say, right now. Just doing the fun stuff of the ministry, right? And preaching the word still, but has flowed in an apostolic anointing and planted churches and done a lot of missions work. And as a great teacher, and we've gone together on trips to India and Siberia. I still remember we were in Siberia there in a drug rehab, a big room. And we were on cots. I was on one side and Dale was on the other, and Dave was in between us. And I woke up and I looked over and his eyes were bugged out. And Dale and I were sawing wood, man. We were sawing wood. And I don't think he slept at all, but that's walking in love, you know. He can do that. But I really am blessed to have Dave as a friend. We get together in fellowship and encourage one another. And I want us to receive him now to minister the word, what God put on his heart for us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to be with you. And hallelujah. The Lord's good all the time. Amen. You know why? Because he never changes. We change, but he doesn't. Amen. Again, thank you, Pastor Bill and his wife, for inviting me to preach. And, you know, I laid some of the bricks here in this church years ago. Yeah. So I'm part of this church. You got my blood, sweat, and tears here. No. And Pastor Bill and he hired him to lay bricks with me in my company years ago. At different times, he'd come out and help me get a job done and so forth. So we go way back. We have a lot in common and a lot of good things. And the devil tried to throw some bad things in common. We're not accepting those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have your Bibles this morning? Amen. My wife had a commitment at our local church. I am retired, sort of retired. I do preach once or twice a month at our church there, and I get invited out. So I retired from pastoring. How's that? That's a good thing. You know, just go to church and not have to deal with pressures of all things that's going on in people's lives. But anyhow, it's good to preach the word. In fact, I've been helping Dr. David Cannoli. You know David Cannoli? God is using him to reach to the Amish, and we've been having some meetings with the Amish, people that are coming out of the Amish, and it's they're really hungry for the word. It's just, it's weird though. They still wear their uniforms, not uniforms, but their outfits. Yeah, but they're hungry for God and His Word, and they're involved in so much religious stuff for many, many years, and they're hearing the truth, and they're excited, and it's fun. Hallelujah. So I am active. I'm not just sitting at home goofing off. My wife wouldn't let me goof off if I tried to anyhow. But anyhow, go with me to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, and I'm going to talk to you today about fire-resistant kind of faith. How's that? Fire-resistant kind of faith. You know, in the Bible, in Daniel chapter 3, I believe it is, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You familiar with that story? How that they were cast into the fire, and not a hair of their head was singed. Hallelujah. Nothing was burned on them. And they came through the fire. And I believe that's the message that God has issued me to give to the body of Christ, that we do have fires in our life. We don't like to say amen to that. But we do have troubles. We have persecutions. We have afflictions. We have all these things that come at us. But God will get us through if we learn how to resist steadfast in the faith. And I like to teach people about faith, because faith is something that's kept me alive. I live by faith. I had a proclamation over me about a year and a half ago that a death sentence physically. Are you with me? But I'm still alive. The doctors are amazed. And I keep getting healthier. Why? Because I'm living by faith. Amen? Amen. It's fun living by faith. Here in Psalm chapter 34, verse 19, many, say many, are the afflictions of the righteous. How many are righteous here today? I believe you all are. But the Lord delivers him out of how many? All. So that's the message that we need to hear. How does faith come? By hearing and hearing and hearing. We need to hear that no matter what we're going through, we're going to come out on the end victorious. And we'll have a testimony. How's that? Without tests, there's no testimony. We don't like that part of the message of the gospel. But again, as a word of faith teacher, I don't teach and preach that you don't have problems. We teach you the word and how you can apply that word in your situation that will bring you through, again, without having your hair singed or your clothes burned. Amen. Even though they turn the fire up 7 times hotter, you'll find out there's one that will be with you in the furnace. Remember the king? He said, I thought we threw three men in there. There's a fourth one, and where'd he come from? Well, we know who it was, Jesus. When you get Jesus in your afflictions and in your tests and trials that you're going through, you will make it through. Let's go to another verse here in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Over here in the New Testament. Again, if you are righteous, there are going to be afflictions because the devil doesn't like you. Again, we don't get God and the devil mixed up. Amen. God doesn't tempt us with evil. Amen. It's the devil who comes with evil, afflictions, tests, trials, tribulations, persecutions. Here in 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, he says, now thanks be unto God, which always, say always, causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Again, always we triumph in Christ. I preached a message on this at our church here a few years ago. My wife went out and got a plaque made up and said, always, stuck it in the kitchen. Always, just to remind us that no matter what we're facing, what the doctors are saying, what the bank is saying, whatever's happening, you are always more than a conqueror. Amen. Not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Thank God for the promises that we have in the Word. Again, God is not your problem. Go to Matthew chapter 13. In fact, he's the one that will make the way of escape for you if you learn to hear his voice and you read his love letter to you. Amen. Here in Matthew chapter 13 is dealing with the sower sows the word. And fact, Jesus said in Mark, the fourth chapter, if you don't understand this parable, you won't understand the rest of them. And so it's important that you see what's happening when you hear the word of God. It says here in verse, let me know where I want to start here. How about in verse 19? When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. That's an important phrase there. See, when you don't understand the word of God, then the devil can come and steal that from you, whatever promise you're standing on. But when you get understanding, that's why we go to church. I don't know about you. I go to church to learn, to understand, hear more of the words, that faith, my faith will increase. Amen. I value the word. He says, and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in the heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet he hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. When tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. So again, our tribulations, our afflictions that come against us in life is because of the word in our life. The devil is trying to rob that word out of you, steal it, to kill it. How's that? You understand that? When you understand that, then you're more apt to resist the afflictions and tests and trials. In fact, you might get like the book of James says, you can start counting it all joy when you fall into diverse trials and temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may come and what? Become imperfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, you always triumph. Always. Many are the afflictions, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Thank God for the cross. He delivered us there, didn't he? Huh? So again, Satan is coming not so much for you, but he's coming for that word that you're hearing. I said many times at our church when I was pastor, I said, I want to put a disclaimer. I'm not responsible for what happens to you after I preach to you. You preach a good word on healing, man, the devil seems like he afflicts your body. Amen. You know, if I preach about prosperity, it seems like all of a sudden you're having financial difficulties. He's trying to rob you of the fact the word of God is the truth. And if you let that word grow inside of you, it will produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. It's up to you how much you get out of the word. Amen? So God is not your problem. Again, it's the trying of your faith, not so much you. Amen. In fact, in James, where it talks about the trying of your faith, let's go to James chapter 1, where it says about in verse 16, James 1:16. He says this, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Again, God is not, there's no evil in God. Amen? God's not your problem. God's not putting sickness and disease on you to teach you something. If he was, it would be a sin for me to go to the doctor and try to get better. I need to say, well, teach me, God. What am I supposed to learn here? I know this. One thing I've learned when I've been afflicted physically is the fact that I need to get back in the word more. Amen? Keep that word alive in me. It's the word that life to all my flesh, it says in Proverbs. Amen? This is a word church, isn't it? Yeah, you are. And you know what I'm talking about. Many are the afflictions. But again, thanks God, we always triumph and we always have victory. Amen. And again, it's not God creating our furnaces. In fact, sometimes we create our own furnaces. You ever make bad choices in life? You ever were disobedient? Did something stupid? Or not acting on the word? Amen. Sometimes we create our own furnaces. But no matter what you're going through, in fact, the whole book of James is that when you're going through trials and tribulations, ask God for wisdom. Say, Lord, what is this? Because, you know, some people think, well, if you're sick or diseased, you must be sinning. That's not necessarily true. Remember Jesus dealt with that? Which man has, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he's born blind? Jesus said, neither. There's just because of the curses in this world. Amen. But thank God for Jesus. Now, you may be sinning. That may be a reason that you're sick. You know, in James it says, you know, when you're anointed with oil, if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven. In the prayer of faith, they'll raise them up. So sometimes our sicknesses and diseases is because of sin. But ask God for wisdom. He will tell you. He'll give it to you, what? Liberally. He says, it says he upbraideth not. He doesn't call you stupid. He wants us to know. He wants us to have victory. But again, in that same book of James, he says, any of amongst you is afflicted, let him what? Pray. Amen. Ask God, and he will direct your paths. Amen. He'll get in your furnace with you. How's that? Amen. Again, it's what we do before, while, and after that determines whether we'll be singed or not. How's that? So again, make some choices there. In fact, 1 Corinthians 10:13, a very common verse. 1 Corinthians 10:13. He says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is what? Faithful. Man, if there's anything you need to get a hold of, God's faithful. He'll keep his end of the deal. Who will not suffer, that means to allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So no matter what we're going through, there's always a way out of it. Again, that's why we need to pray and ask for wisdom. That's why we need to seek God. Amen. Amen. The trouble with some folks, the only time they pray is when they're going through an affliction. Pray always. Amen. We have to be praying always, it says in the scripture. Stay in one step ahead of the devil. How's that? But again, he'll not allow you to be tempted. No matter what you're going through, he knows that you can win. Amen. You can manifest his glory in the situation, and he will get glory for it. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5. I'm talking about fire-resistant kind of faith. 1 Peter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, against not God, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Again, who are the ones he can devour pretty easily? Those who are goofing off. Amen. Those who are not in the Word. Those who are not going to church. Those who are not tithing. Those who are not doing the Word. All right? He looks for people like that. But it says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So no matter what you're going through, you're not the only one going through it. How's that? Amen. And I found out that I don't have to be the one that he can devour. I'm going to resist him steadfast in my faith. I'm going to put pressure back on the pressure. Your faith moves mountains into the sea. Amen. Your faith will move sickness and disease out of your body. It'll cause financial blessings to come into your life. Your faith will heal your marriage. Your faith will do whatever you say, because it will obey you, is what Jesus taught us. But you need to say unto your mountain, you need to say unto whatever you're dealing with, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. There's not a day that goes by in my life where I don't speak the word over my body, over my mind, over my spirit, over my family, over my kids. You know, I'm resisting steadfast. You cannot just be nonchalant and say, well, I don't want to give the devil too much trouble. I'll just sort of, no, he doesn't care that. He'll kill you one way or another if he can. Amen? Amen. Thank God that, again, we have victory. In fact, Hebrews 2, verse 1. Let's go there quickly. I'll give you a bunch of verses here, so you know I'm not making this up. I think the trouble with a lot of us is we let things slip, as it says here. He says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Again, we got to constantly remind ourselves of our victory. How's that? You can let things slip spiritually. I've done it. I'm guilty. I've repented. You know, having attended Rhema years ago, which, you know, Brother Hagin's ministry, and taught us how to live by faith, you know, there was got to a point in my life where I got so tired of even reading Word of Faith magazine. I don't need to read that. I know this stuff. And I didn't realize I was letting things slip when I did that. You got to keep it fresh. You got to keep it fresh, the Word. You got to keep hearing it. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing, not having heard. He just said here that, again, in this, that we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. And that takes discipline, doesn't it? So I've made some choices here in the last few years of my life that I'm going to, when I hear the Word, I'm going to take time to hear it, and I listen to it. I don't just casually hear the Word. I listen to what's being said when the preacher's preaching, whatever. I want to get the Word, because it's the Word, the truth in that Word, that will make and set me free. Amen. So be careful you get caught up in that. You let things slip. I don't want to let anything slip in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. But again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. I'm not going to read it for time's sake, but you've read the story. You were in Sunday school. You know all about it. But, you know, they were godly men who were in authority. The devil didn't like that. And the devil gets mad when we don't bow down to his system. Remember, the king said, you know, you got to bow down and worship the image that he set forth. And they said, no. I wonder today how many of us would be willing to make that stand in our society for whatever, if the government said no more going to church or no whatever they might try to do to us. I'm still praying we live a quiet and peaceful life. Amen. In all godliness, I'm praying for those in authority, that God will remove those who stand in his way and his will. In fact, Paul said we should pray that we're delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. So that's my prayer when I pray for government people. Amen? There's a lot of them out there. Wicked means twisted, and they're twisted in how they think. And we're dealing with a whole lot of stuff today, wokeness and all the stuff. Thank God that, you know, we have a firm foundation in the Word, and we can make our stand. And I still believe that if it gets too bad, God's going to take us out of here. I still believe in rapture. I don't know about you. I believe that, you know, that things are going to get bad in the natural. But you and I, we must resist things that are going until we be taken out of the way. Amen? And then the devil can run, have his free course in certain tribulation, all that kind of stuff can happen. And we can have supper. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. But again, we need to make our stand. Again, furnaces don't make you strong. There's teaching in the body of Christ, well, you know, tests and trials make you strong. No, I've seen people fall apart and walk away from the faith because of a test and trial. It's what you have inside you, the Word that you have inside you, that will determine how much glory God gets out of the situation. Amen. In fact, I have a statement here. Furnaces don't build character, but reveal character. I can tell my own life when my word level's low. when someone cuts me off on the highway. Is it getting me? Because I'm getting older. What? I'm starting to drive like an old person. I don't know. My wife says I drive like an old man. But I don't know. We drove to Texas here recently, and man, it's like driving on a racetrack out there on the highways. You just, anyhow, you got to keep it cool, amen? Thank God that angels are out there to protect us, amen? How many believe in angels? Amen. But when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were tested, what did they say? Our God is able to deliver us. Our God. They had their faith in the right place. And you and I, in this new covenant, we have better promises. Amen? Better covenant than they had. We can withstand whatever the devil's throwing at us. In fact, in chapter 3, verse 18, he said, but if not, even if you don't throw us into the fire and you change your decree, we're still not going to bow our knees. We are committed to serving the Lord our God. And that's when Jesus gets in your fire with you. Amen. Go to James chapter 1 here again. James chapter 1. Let's read the first and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy. That means throw a party in the Greek. Throw a party. How many ever threw a party when you had something bad happen to you? See, we don't do the word. We want to have a pity party, but not a pity party. Amen. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So again, we can come out through it if we allow patience to work in our life. Now, patience is a force of your inner man. It's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. It's listed as patience. Amen? You don't need to pray for patience. You just need to exercise your patience. Amen? So when you're going through a trial or a test, you have to maintain patience, or that constancy, or being the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have to maintain your joy. And you got to do what Jesus did, who for the joy that was set before him, he looked at the end result. He looked down the road 2,000 years later where we'd be sitting here today enjoying the promises that he gave to us. So you and I have to look to the word and look at the fulfillment of what he said to us, that by his stripes you were healed. When you don't feel healed and don't look like you're healed, but by his stripes you were healed. Amen? Or whatever promise of God you're standing on. You know, all the promises are in him, but yes and amen. We say yes, and so be it. If you said it, God, I receive it. I'm going to stand on your word. Like he said in 1 Peter 4, go there with me, 1 Peter 4. You know, the early church there, Peter the book of Peter was written to, where they were really going through some persecutions, some tests, bad times. They were being killed. Thank God we didn't face that kind of opposition yet. Amen. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange the fiery trial, which is to try you as so some strange thing happened unto you. But what? Rejoice. There it is again. Count it all joy. Throw a party. I'll never forget, years ago, there's a lady that was one of our board members' wives, and she got some kind of liver disease, and man, her whole color got yellow. It was scary. And we had a retreat scheduled, and she came to that retreat by faith. And so the Lord said to me, have everybody in the room just quote scriptures. And so we just, on healing, we just kept quoting scriptures. What happens when you speak the word? Faith cometh by hearing. And you could feel faith rising in that room to the point she started shouting. She says, I got it, I got it, I'm healed. And she got her color back, and that was the last issue she had with her liver. We had a praise party, a word party. not a pity party. Again, sometimes my wife and I, we've made this covenant years ago that we will not pity one another. No matter what the devil throws at us, we'll not use that for excuse to get pity and attention. Sometimes I wish I hadn't made that covenant. But we just made that kind of covenant. We're not going to bow to that. Again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't going to bow. I'm not going to bow to what the devil is doing in my life. I'm not going to submit to that. I'm submitted to what Jesus said. And he's going to get glory out of decisions. I'm going to triumph. I'm always going to triumph. Amen. But again, he says, but rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye will be glad also with exceeding joy. Again, Jesus suffered for us. And so in that sense, we put our faith in what he did for us at the cross. And all the reproach that he went through was for us, that we can have victory through it as well. Amen. Again, we can come through where not a hair is singed or our clothing is burned. Again, when the king noticed that they were not being hurt by the fire, he made some changes. How about 2 Timothy 1:12? 2 Timothy 1:12. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. 2 Timothy 1:12. Hold on here a second. Where does it at here? I know it had it in my computer, but I will have it 1 second. Thank God for the word. Amen. For which cause I also suffer these things. This is the Apostle Paul. How many realize Paul went through hell? Man, he went through a lot of stuff. He was getting an abundance of revelations, wasn't he? And what happens when you're getting revelation, the devil comes to try to steal it from you, to make you think that it doesn't work. But he says, for which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Again, do you know whom you have believed? Do you know this Jesus that we talk about? And am persuaded. Amen. How do you get persuaded? That's a process. Amen. You have to renew your mind. You have to start walking by faith. You have to exercise. I tell people, you know, if you can't believe God for a headache, what are you going to do if you have something big is thrown at you? Are you with me? Start trusting him for headaches. Don't run to the medicine cabinet to get an aspirin or whatever. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. You're my healer. Exercise your faith. You know, when you exercise your muscles, what happens? They get bigger, don't they? And if you feed yourself, your body, good food, like the word, and you exercise, then you get results from it. You can become skilled in the word of righteousness. Amen? You know, I took karate years ago. I know you can't tell by looking at me now, but and the teacher, he's a pastor now, but he was so skilled he could take a sword and come down on an apple on your stomach, cut the thing right in half without cutting you. Now, you didn't want me doing that to you. But through practice, you know, we called katas, where you do your little, you know, you have an imaginary enemy. And see, when I'm confessing the word, I'm going, by his stripes, I'm healed. Whatever. Amen? I'm exercising my faith. I'm becoming skilled. So when the devil does show up, and he will show up, he doesn't like me, he doesn't like you, I'm prepared for his attack, and I begin to resist him. Amen? That's where you get your black belt from, when you're actually fighting something in a real. Amen? Hey, you don't have to do this. You can just go through life and hope the devil doesn't bother you. But if you go to church like this one, where the word is preached, you're going to be tested. And I always say this, tests are not hard when you know the answers. Amen. When you know the answers, I never worried. I I don't know. I have a good memory. Thank God for that. I never studied and stayed up all night studying for tests. I paid attention in class. Showed up for class. Amen? Like you are. You guys show up here. I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So God will get in your fire with you when you are persuaded and you believe. Hallelujah. In fact, Psalm 118:6 says, I will not fear what man can do unto me, even what in the natural man cannot do anything to cause you to quit. But in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 30, the last verse of that chapter, what happened when they weren't burned? They got promoted. See, when you pass your tests, you get graduated. You get promoted. How's that? So start off by passing the tests, the little tests in life, because tests get harder and harder. Too much is given, much is required. That's a principle. But if you know the answers, it don't matter how hard the test is, you know that you're going to come through more than a conqueror. In fact, let's go to Psalm 66. I'll give you this verse here yet. Psalm 66, since I looked it up. Here is a testimony that they're giving here about some stuff they went through. He said, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out unto a wealthy place. So again, I don't care what you're facing here today. I don't care what the doctors have said. Let me just say this. Don't agree with them. Don't call those things which they're saying they are as though they are. Amen. They may think you're crazy. Like I said, when I was in the hospital about 2 years ago, they had sent a psychiatrist in to see me. What can I say? Because first of all, I wasn't going crazy from what they pronounced over my life. It was scary. But hey, I know whom I believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him, to whatever I'm going through. And he's been in my fire. Like I say, the doctors still to this day don't know how to deal with what, because it's incurable. And I'm not getting worse. I'm getting better. Which is good. That's a good thing. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Why am I getting better? Because God loves me better than you? No, because I'm living by faith. That verse has really come alive to me. The just shall live by faith. I'm actually living in the natural realm because of my faith. Amen? I don't pray that on you. I don't wish that on anybody. But, you know, when you live by faith, you live by faith. And God's word works. All the time. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Paul again said, he always causes us to triumph in Christ. Again, he was beaten, cast down. Man, I don't know. I may have thrown in the towel, but he didn't. Amen. He said, I finished my course. And I'm reminding the devil, I'm not leaving this earth till I finished my course. Now, if you don't know what your course is, then you may have some trouble. Amen? Know your course. He'll tell you your course. And begin to agree with him. Call those things which be not as though they are, like Abraham did. Call yourself healed, whole, sound, delivered. Amen? More than a conqueror. I know I gave you this illustration, maybe here or not, but years ago, I got to meet Evander Holyfield. You all know that name. I had dinner with him, drove him around the car, some things. And the man's hands are so big, I could see why he was a champion boxer. But he'd go fight a fight, and the prize might be millions of dollars, and they'd give him a check. He's a conqueror. He'd go home, hand that check to his wife. She's more than a conqueror. Jesus fought for us, amen, did all the dirty work, suffered for us, came and handed us the check. Just signed the back of it. I agree with it in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our calling. And when that happens, people start seeing, you know, the glory of God in your life. Glory means reflection of. They start seeing His power reflecting in your life. You're blessed coming in and going out. You're the head, not the tail. All the good things we like to confess. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. I heard you had a good message here last week about that. Was that last week or the week before? I'll have to get online and listen to it. Was it good, Bill? Yeah. I heard it was good. Someone told me it was good. But, you know, we're living in troubled times, aren't we? Yeah. See, I'm old enough to remember the War of 67. Remember that? That takes me way back. I was in high school. But God brought them through. He'll bring them through again if we pray. Amen. I just keep praying that I'm not in a hurry to get to heaven. Are you in a hurry to get to heaven? You don't need to be in a hurry. Amen. We got eternity there, and God needs us here on this earth. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for this coming election that God will give godly men and women, put them in offices. And if there's any cheating being done, it'll be exposed. How's that? Amen. We have work for us to do as believers, amen, these times. But God brought us up for these times. We've been trained in the Word. We know how to pray. We can get results. Amen. We can put some pressure back on that old devil. He'll wish he'd never messed with the church in these last days. Amen. Father, I thank you for the Word. I thank you that your Word is always good to hear, that we're the promises that are yes and amen in Christ. We thank you for Jesus and his position at your right hand, making intercession for us, always praying for us. And we thank you, Lord, that his prayers are answered. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the manifestation of healing in Pastor Bill's life. Thank you, Lord God. He's amending. He's recovering in Jesus' name. And we're going to slap the devil in his face with the victory that we have in Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Can we all stand here together? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.